Joe Kennedy is a Democrat from Massachusetts' 4th congressional district, in office since 2013, running against Senator Ed Markey in this year's Democratic primary. Okay, so let's take him from the top. What do you think of the selection of Senator Harris as Joe Biden's running mate?
I think Senator Harris is a fantastic selection. I know she's going to make a great vice president. We've all seen her advocacy for Democratic values on the Judiciary Committee. She does an incredible job, I think, cutting right through it, getting to a point. And I also think her own personal history is an extraordinary validation of the American story. Daughter of immigrants, a black woman, the validation it brings to, again, the immigrant story of one generation removed from people coming to this country, that their daughter could grow up and be vice president of the United States. So I'm a big supporter of the senators, and I'm thrilled at this election.
Speaker Pelosi is bringing members back to Washington to deal with the USPS post office, which she says is under siege by the Trump administration ahead of a largely mail-in election. What should be done? Are you going to be able to get there, considering all the work you're doing in your primary?
This absolutely needs to be addressed, and needs to be addressed immediately. What we are seeing is nothing short of an attack on our democracy by this administration, again, without justification or whatsoever. But it's more than just an attack on our election. It's an attack on our people. We're in the midst of a global pandemic. A number of our seniors and people that depend on medication aren't able to go out and get to a pharmacy. They depend on that medication coming through the mail. And if you're dependent on insulin, if there's other life-saving drugs that can't be delayed, these delays could be catastrophic. So this is a critical moment for our country. I support Speaker Pelosi in bringing us back to provide additional assistance and to get answers from this administration as to what they're doing and what the justification they have for it. Because so far, we haven't heard one.
So, Joe Kennedy, what do you think is going on here? What do you think is really happening? What is this about? Why is he doing this?
I think this is about trying to undermine the strength of our election system. It's about casting doubt in the eyes of the American public about the validity of a vote-by-mail process. And it's about ensuring that, or an effort by the president to try to make sure that ballots don't count. And the president basically said as much. Remember, in the HEROES Act, the bill that we all passed in the House of Representatives months ago, there's $25 billion there to fund the post office. That $25 billion was requested by the Board of Governors of the Postal Service. Those Board of Governors, they're bipartisan, but they were appointed by the president. They were appointed by Donald Trump. His own appointees are requesting this money. And he's now saying that not only does he not want to give it to them, he's willing to sacrifice our health care. He's going to sacrifice the strength of our economy and our economic recovery to ensure that they don't get it. That's what this is about, which is a stunning admission by a president of the United States that he's literally willing to level a broadside attack at the foundation of our democracy, our health care, and our economy in order to ensure that people do not vote in an election because he's afraid of what the American voter would say about him. It's disgusting, and it needs to stop.
Joe Kennedy, we're speaking just before the final debate in this campaign. What is your closing argument to listeners and voters who are hearing this interview?
I think Massachusetts deserves more out of their senator. I think that this is a moment of great consequence and importance for our country, and I don't think Massachusetts should have to deal with absentee leadership. This is a moment where we have gone through so much pain and so much hardship, from the impacts of COVID-19 to a Trump administration to this searing moment of racial justice. And I think we can be so much better. But I don't think we're going to get better by sending the same people with the same mindset and the same ideas to send us back for 6 more years and expect that they will do anything different than what's happened over the course of the past 50. And so if you believe that every person in our Commonwealth should be able to have a job that affords a living wage, then I'd ask you to vote for change and vote for me. If you believe that we should have a child care system that recognizes the dignity of every child and make sure that it's early child care is affordable, then I'd ask for you to vote for change and vote for me. If you think that we need to have real, direct action on climate because we can't afford to wait another 50 years, then I'd ask you to vote for change and vote for me. This and so many other issues are on our ballot, from healthcare justice to criminal justice to economic dignity. And that's what I've spent my career fighting for, and that's what I'll fight for in the U.S. Senate. I'd love to have that chance.
I think you used the word absentee leadership. What did you mean by that?
I mean that Senator Markey's not here. He doesn't live in the state. Senator Markey, according to a Boston Globe investigation, spends less time here spent less than a week a month in Massachusetts. He spent less time here than Elizabeth Warren did when she was running for president. And I don't think that you can claim to lead Massachusetts if you don't live in Massachusetts, if you're not here with our people, listening to their concerns and fighting for them every single day. I think we deserve more.
And I hope you're not going to resent this, but why should we believe that you'll be here as opposed to his not being here?
Well, look at my record. That same Globe study found that I was here the second most of any member of the Massachusetts delegation, even while I was in campaigning around the country for my colleagues, even while I was down in Washington voting, even while I was spending time in every single one of the 34 communities that I represent as a House member. I stand by my record of advocacy and representation for my district. And I set that up as an example for the type of leadership that I would bring to the United States Senate. And I think that's the type of leadership we need.
Senator Markey was just on this very show, and he says the momentum is on his side. He says you're turning to negative campaigning because you're worried about blowing a lead in the race. What's your response?
I think that's reflective of somebody that hasn't been out across our Commonwealth. But the senator was out with me in Pittsfield and Lee, and Springfield and West Springfield, and Holyoke and Chicopee. If he was out with me in Methuen and Chelmsford, if he was with me in New Bedford, Fall River, if he was with me in every other corner of the state, I think you'd feel very, very differently. The momentum that we're building out there is palpable. The excitement that I can feel out in the communities is real. And I look forward to taking that case for the next 15 days. Election day 2 weeks from tomorrow, but it's 15 different election days between now and then because there's ballots being cast every day. And I look forward to celebrating on September 1st.
Do you have a sense of entitlement, because your name is Kennedy, to this Senate seat?
No. There's a United States Senate seat is not inherited. It is earned. And you got to go out there and earn it every single day. I've been proud of my advocacy in the 4th District of Massachusetts. And again, the way that I've tried to bring to lift up the voices of folks across our district, to make sure that I am present in every single community and to fight for the people that I believe need help and need assistance. I'm fighting for economic dignity, fighting to make sure that every single person gets access to the health care that they need, fighting for the reform in our criminal justice system and our environment. Look, I'm a 39-year-old father of two, a 2-year-old little boy and a 4-year-old little girl. Their futures, my future, is linked to the futures of everyone else here in Massachusetts. This is my home. It's where my wife and I are raising our family. And I believe that a United States senator can make a difference. I believe that we are so much better than this moment. But I don't believe that that change just happened. I think you got to fight for it. And I don't think Senator Markey is.
Senator Markey said on this show that he's gotten 600 pieces of legislation passed during his career, while you've only gotten a fraction of that number. How do you respond to that?
With facts. Senator Markey's been in office for nearly 50 years. So that record, he touts of nearly 600 bills. He's literally claiming credit for bills other people wrote. He's claiming credit for signing his name onto somebody else's bill. Senator Markey actually, by his own admission, puts forward 49 key legislative achievements, nearly one per year that he has been in office. That's it. So I would tell the senator that if we want to have a real examination of his record, which he has done an awful lot to try to avoid over his time in office, if we want to have a real examination of that record, let's take a look. And by the way, given the moments of that we are in, the moment of searing racial justice, of economic inequity, I think it's time to look at how he's prioritized those efforts. Of the 49 bills that he claims are his signature achievements, not one deals with racial justice. He touts his primary accomplishment as a Telecommunications Act of 1996. That led to the loss of thousands of jobs across our country, thousands. And I got to tell you guys, you never hear me talk about my proudest accomplishment, taking somebody's job away.
Joe Kennedy, this has been a real pleasure. We are very proud to have you on the show. When we come back the next time, I got lots more for you. So thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.